It says Echorai Magvoya Beis Mardois. This is Shalom by the Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh. When the Eidim come to Bezdin to say they saw the new moon last night, so Bezdin asked them questions. How high up in the sky did it look to you like you saw the new moon, like above the sky? So one Eid said, Beis Mardois, two heights of a yoke, Rashi says, of an animal. V'yechoroi Mashleisha, is it Usa Kiyemis? We still say it's kosher. How much little you can make a mistake? What's going to be Yechoroi Megimu? It's three high. V'yechoroi Mehei? It's five high. Then we say for sure the one of the two is lying. Is they do some potato? We cannot use these two edim. One of them is lying. But umstar from the edus acheris, we could use these edim for another edus. So havamina is my love doesn't mean to say liedus mumin, and it's a proof then to rafuna that you could use each one separately. He has a cheskas kashrus. He could umstar one of these aid to another edekha to be mighty mumin. Amarav Rava says no. Who v'yechod mitzdar from liedus acheris shel rosh chodesh? It just means if one of these two edechas now meet up with another edecha that's going to say like him, so now we believe them that the lutre is like two saying one way, the chad and one saying the other way, and if so v'yein devarov shel echad b'mokim shnayim, we cannot listen to one b'mokim we have two. Therefore, for sure we believe the two over the one. Then the Mishnah says, "Amar lechen v'nitein li." Bedina Paris, I gave you the money, I'm giving you money, give me a pound of apples. So the question was, he took the pound of apples, and the shalom was, did he pay the money? So the Mishnah says the Balabas has to swear that he gave the money. So Tanya, we learned, Rav Yudah, Amosai, when do we say the Balabas has to swear? Bizman Shaparis Zaburna Menachim. Only when the Paris is tied up and laying in the Rishus Rabbim, it's not in anybody's Rishus. Both the Chenveni and the Balabas is arguing over those pairs. The Chenveni is saying, they're still mine, you did not pay me yet. In this case, does the Balabas have to swear first? Well, let's say the Balabas is holding on to the pound of apples, then everybody holds. He does not even have to swear, but he's nemen right away to say, I gave you the money. Then the Mishnah says the same type of a case where you give money to a money exchanger to give you back the change. So Moshe says it's free. I need both machloikasin. Because the Yashmin Lord commits the case by payers. Maybe what would the other Rabbanim say? That he has to swear Mishum de Peri Avida de Mirkavi. Because a payers right away. Therefore, the Chiva de Mirkavi, since sometimes they right away, Lemashurle, it's a swear that the Chenveni does not want to hold on to them. So as soon as he has somebody that wants to buy them, he's happy to give them away. So you have to be afraid maybe he gave them away before he received the money. Therefore, the Balabas has to swear that he gave the money. Avo mois, but in the case of the second case by money, to lay mirkavei, money does not right away. Does not right away. So therefore, Amar would have said, noid le Rabbi Yehuda. That maybe the Rabbanan agrees to Rabbi Yehuda that the Balabas does not have to swear. That is like a chazaka kamat. That the Shekhani, the money exchanger, does not give away the change until first he receives the money. So maybe we'll not have to swear unless there's a moed of a mikzas. Now, we only heard the case by Shekhani, but how come Rabbi Yehuda that we say the Balabas does not have to swear unless there's a moed of a mikzas? Avabahach, when the case of Paris, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Rabbonin that we tell the Balabas has to swear because the Svara, the Chenveni, may have given away the apples without taking the money because the apples are running away. Tzricha tells us no, that in both cases we have the Machlekes, that according to Tanakama, the Balabas has to swear that he gave the money, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there is no case that might have mixed us, we believe the Balabas, he does not have to swear. Alright, we'll stop here. Maybe the agent that started that star would have sued him. So here we have. Memches says Mishnah Kishem Shomru Hapagemes Tsuboso Vechen Hayisemim Leifro. These are all cases that you have to. You can only collect if you swear first. Pagemes ksubosu means an isha collected half of a ksuba, and she wants to collect the rest, even though she has a shtar, she can only collect with a shvua. And a dechud mid is also a shvua. Then it says, mechosim shubodim, and v'chen hayisoymin, Same thing, Yusaymin, they only have a right to collect with their father's shtar if they swear first. So where's the question, Miman? Who are these Yusaymin who come in to collect the money from? Again, the father of the Malva died, he left over a shtar, and the son is now coming to collect, so they can only collect with the shvua. Miman. You learn if you want to tell me, Mileva, they're coming to collect from the original Leiva, he's still alive. If so, why do they have to swear? Avuhan, their father, if the mouth would still be alive, Shoko b'le shvua. He collects now with the shtar, without a shvua, the yinu v'shvua. Why should these seven have to swear? What kind of swear? Why should they have to swear? So come, this is what our Mishnah means to say. Mishnah means to say, V'chein ha-yisaymin. The same thing applies by yisaymin. Min ha-yisaymin. That yisaymin comes collect from yisaymin le-yifur el-bishrua. That's what the Mishnah means to say. If the labor also died, and now the sons of the Malva come in to collect from the sons of the labor, now since the klal, whenever you take something away from the yisaymin, you have to swear. Here also you have to swear. Now on this, that we had before, Rav and Shmuel d'Amar Tavayu, both Rav and Shmuel agree together and say, Loishonu, when does our Mishnah say that the Yisraelim have a right to swear and collect the money? Ela Shemes Malva b'chayi Leiva. If their father died first the Malva died, when the Leiva was still alive. So now, if the Yisraelim want to collect, they could collect without a Shvua. Later, when the Leiva dies, now they have to swear the Shvuas HaYisaymim. They have to swear that they did not hear from their father that it was paid up. Avol Meis Leiva. B'chayim Alva. But let's say first the Leiva dies. So now, Kvar Neschayiv Malva. Libnei Leiva Shvuam. Even though the Malva that's alive has a shtar. That's halacha. Whenever you collect from Yisaymim, you always have to swear to them first that nothing was paid up, that you did not receive any money yet from their father. And now the Malva dies. Here Rav and Shmuel both say, V'yeinodam merish shvua lebanov. A father does not merish give over the schiv shvua to his son. And even though he gives over a chayv, if he would have a shtar or any chayv, the sons have a right to collect it. But here, since the father has to swear, and then his shvua would be, I did not receive any money, now that shvua the yashim cannot swear. Since they cannot swear that shvua, they have no right to collect. That's Rav and Shmuel's halacha. Now, Shochul Kaimed Reb Elezer, they sent this svar in front of Reb Elezer. Shvua zu mai tiva. What's the purpose of the shvua? Why do they have to swear? Rashi says, mai tiva le'afkim amainam. Emen yichodim lishava oise shvua mamish, yishava shvua ziyashim. Chagayin shvua shpaipetoni yabav anaitlin. He asked the question, what kind of svar is Rav and Shmuel saying? Even though the Yarshim cannot swear the same shvua of the father, so what? What are we afraid? That maybe the father collected the money. Let the Yarshim swear, as far as they know, nothing, no payment was made. That should be enough. That's Rav Lezer's question on Rav and Shmuel. Shokakam and Rav Lezer, shvua zu matuva. They asked this question, they asked this in front of Rav Lezer. So, Shokulhu, Rav Lezer sent back, Yarshim nishboyim shvuas Yarshim and Eitlin. True, I agree with you. And I argue on Rav and Shmuel. I know in such a case, even though the Loiva died first, and then the Malva died, still his children could swear that as far as they know, no payment was made, and they could collect. So it's Machlekes Reb Lezer and Rav and Shmuel. Shochume Rebbe Ami. They sent the question in terms of Rav Ami. Omar, so Rav Ami answered back, Ulehai Sholo, like you're always sending me this question, Yazli. He asked, Yechina bought time, if I would have found the reasoning to this, if I would have a day, if I would know what to say, Mila Shachina Lu. Wouldn't have already answered you back? Like, how can we keep on asking the same question? You ask them the same question, who do we hold like? Rav Shmuel or like Reb Lezer? Ela rather, Amar Vamrami says like this, Hoyo V'yosa Lidon, since now you're asking me this question clearly, Neima Ben Musa. Okay, now I'll sit down to think into it clearly, let me say something. So, he says like this, Amad Badin, if when the father, the Malva, was alive, he went to a Din Torah, Umeis, and then the Malva died. So Kvar Neschayiv Malva Libnei Leiva Shvua. Since when the father of the Malva was alive, he went to Bezin already. And Bezin Pasna, if you want to collect from the Yisaymin, you have to swear. Now we know the Mayr Shmuel Abanov, that this Shmuel does not go down to the children. According to Rav and Shmuel, they have no right to swear the same Shmuel of the father, therefore they cannot collect. But it means the answer, Lo Yomad B'din, let's say the Malva did not go to a Din Torah yet, and then the Malva died, even though the Leiva died first. But when the Malva died, there was no Din Torah yet. Now, Yorshin Nishboyim Shvus Yorshin V'Neitlim. Yes, the Yorshim take over from the Malva, they have a right to collect that Chayv, and they'll swear to Shvus HaYorshim, that as far as we know, our father did not tell us anything, that it was paid up. That's what Rav Ami wanted to add to this Rav and Shmuel. And Rav and Shmuel's only applies if there was already a Din Torah. And this doesn't make any sense. Maskil Bar Rav Nachman is back. Oto Beidino Ko Mechayv LeShvua. Is it a new chiyuv that you need Bezdin to put upon the Yorsh, the Malva, to swear? That's not a new Shvua that you need Bezdin to put it. Meidno Deshachiv Leiv. As soon as the Leiv dies, right away, Ichayv LeMalv LeBnei Leiv Shvua. That's halacha. If the Leiva dies, now the Malva has a shtar, wants to collect his chayv from the Yorshim. There's a new takona, you only have the right to collect if you swear first. So it's not a new chiyah that's put upon you later when you go to Bezdin, but as soon as the Leiva dies, right now that's the halacha, that you only have a right to collect his chayv if you swear first. So it's considered like the Malva has to make that shvua, and therefore if he dies, even before the psak of Bezdin, still the sons cannot swear that. El Radam Rav Nachman, the Isla of the Rav Shmuel, if you hold like Rav Shmuel's Chiddush, Isi, you have to hold it. Whether they went to a Bezdin, whether they didn't go to a Bezdin yet, as soon as the Leiva dies, the Malva has to make that Shvua, and later if the Malva dies, his sons cannot make that Shvua, they can't collect. Elaysa, if you did not hold like Rav Shmuel, very good, Elaysa, did not hold. But there's no difference whether there was a Psak Din or not. So Morris says, what do we see? What does Rav Nachman say? Alma Misafkula, you see Rav Nachman has a doubt who we should pass tonight. I Vama Rav Yeser Bar Minyumi Ovid Rav Nachman Uvda Yachleiku. We had before Rav Nachman Paskin Yachleiku. Rav Nachman said in the case of Shneim Chashudim, so the Mishnah says Chos V'Shulim Kaima, and that's what's one man diyama, but Rav Yeser says Yachleiku. In the case of both have to swear, we were supposed to make a Shvua, and they cannot swear, but then it's Yachleiku. So how could Rav Nachman say here he has a suffix, whether we hold like Rav and Shmuel or we hold like Rav Abba, but that's only on the side you have to swear you do not say Yachleiku. Rav Nachman himself says Yachleiku a different sack halacha legamri. So what's his suffix, whether we hold like Rav and Shmuel or Rav Leza? He should have said I hold like a third shita, I hold like Rav Yesi in the Mishnah that says Yachleiku the more before. So when I said true Lidvorod Rabbi Meir Koma, Rav Nachman only means to say according to Rav Meir's svaras, what would be? There I have a doubt. But v'leila srulei, but me myself, Rav Nachman, I did not hold like Rav Meir. Me myself, I held like Rav Yosi, it says Yachleiku. Right. The way of more came out. And Rav Yosi is the one that says Yachleiku. So that's not a kashan Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman really, on the side of Rav Meir, that v'shneim chashudim, that lochuriz, chosu v'shul imekaimo, so therefore you have a suffix, who we paskin like? The paskin like Rav and Shmuel, or like Rav Leza. Moshe Rabbeishia, Meisa says Allah, Meisa, case where she, your wife dies, so Yosheha Maskirin es Ksubosa ad Eskrim v'chomishon. In the case where her first husband died, or else he gave her a get, so she has a right to collect the Ksuba. Now, as long as she says she wants the Ksuba, she has a right to collect it. For 25 years, let's say the Meisa, she dies, so now Yoshim or Yosheha, he has 25 years to still ask and say we want to collect our mother's tzuba. But after 25 years, then we say for sure they were meichel already. Nobody asked for a chayv so long, so for sure you were meichel. But it says here though, if the mother died, in the case of what happened? First, the husband died. He had sons. So the mother now has a right to collect the tzuba from the yorshim. Then it says if she dies, the mother dies, now, her Yoshim, wherever it is, her sister, brother, they have a right to collect her ksuba from the Yoshim. So the question is why? When the mother was alive, she would have to swear to the Yoshim that she did not receive any ksuba from her husband. That's her shvua. So now when she dies, how could her Yoshim, Yashin the ksuba, they cannot make that shvua?
So the kasha and Rav and Shmuel. So Marim says no. Hocha v'mayaski. No, we're talking about over here. Shenishbo mesa, that she swore before she died that she did not collect any money from the ksuba. So therefore, her yosheo have a right to collect the ksuba for another 25 years. They can still collect it. So there's no proof. Toshma kohen have another proof. It says nosa rishona. A man got married once. Umesa, his first wife died, and he had children from her. Now nosa shniya, he married a second wife. Umesu, and now he died. So umesu, he died. So shniya, the second wife, for yosheho, or else her yoshim, the second wife has a right to collect the ksuba. So she's alive, she collects. If she dies, her yosheho collect the ksuba. They are koydmin liyoshu rishona. They come before the sons of the first wife, one yashin, their father. As the father now had two pairs of children. He had from the first wife and from the second wife. So they're all his children. So the first children want to come and yashin the father, the Yerusha. So Lachar is the second children have the right to come first to collect the ksuba from their mother. So question, what? A ksuba is a more stakless thing. Ksuba is a chayv mikayv, that's why. A ksuba is considered a chayv the father owned when he was alive yet. The yash.
What's the reason why the second?
Because it's a ksuba, that's why they're only collecting the ksuba of the mother.
But the other mother.
No, the other case was she died. When the mother dies first, there's no ksuba.
Oh.
If your wife dies, there's no ksuba.
Then
no, that's what it says, Mesa. It says the first one died. And the case then, the second wife died. So question again is, though, it says clearly, though, when the second one dies, that her yosher could collect the ksuba. Again, the question is why? The mother would have to swear to the Yoshim that she did not collect, and her Yoshim cannot swear that. Again, Hokinam will answer you, Shenishbo Mesa. We're talking about that the second wife, right before she died, she swore that she did not collect any money for the ksuba yet, therefore her Yoshim could collect. So again, there's no question, there's no kasha on Rav and Shmuel. Toshma, come and bring me another proof. It says also, Gemara Ksubis, Toshma, Avu Yoshim Majibiyin Oisa. Yes, Yosheo, yes, Avoy and Rishusa. Again, with a husband died. So now the wife wants to collect the ksuba from the Yoshim. It says the Yosheo, her own children, could make her swear, Mashbi and Oisa. They can make her swear that she did not collect the ksuba yet. Yes, Yosheo, in the case where she dies first, and she has other Yoshim, they also have to swear first to these Yoshim that she did not collect the ksuba. Yes, Avoy and Rishusa, whoever is going to take over her property, with any mishpacha she has, that will take over her property, they have to swear. So why? The Chor says here clearly that Mashbi Noisa, Mashma, the mother herself did not swear yet. And then it says we have to make her swear. Mashma, if she did not swear and then she dies, so her Yoshim have to swear. So Mashma clearly we're making the Yoshim swear. So why? How could the Yoshim swear the Shmuel of the mother? According to Rav and Shmuel, the mother was supposed to swear she did not receive any payment for the ksuba. When she dies, her Yoshim cannot make that type of a shruah. So, of course, the Kashim Rav and Shmuel. So, my answer is, Rav himself answers to him, Rav Shmai is answering, that Litzdadim Katani, this bride means two different ways, two different Stadim. It means, Oisa the Almana, in the case she has to swear where she becomes an Almana. If the husband dies, true, then the mother has to swear. And she could swear only if she's still alive. If she dies, her children cannot swear. The Yosheo, where do we say though the Yosheo have to swear? That's the Grusha. That's where the mother received the get. If the mother received the get, then she's coming to collect from her husband. So there's no Shrua. The mother did not have to swear. If you collect from the husband himself, she had to stock Shrua, she could collect. Now when she dies, therefore Yosheo collect. They can make their own Shrua. They can make a Shrua. As far as they know, nothing was paid up yet. But the mother did not have to swear. Therefore, it's not a kashin Rav and Shmuel. Moser Rav Nosin Bar Hoshia says also Gemara in Chulin that Yofa Koyecha Ben Mikoyechav. Sometimes the Koyecha of the son is even stronger than the power of the father.